Controversy erupted in New York Friday and spread across the Islamic world as a woman Islam scholar led Friday prayer services.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allah.
Organizers say it is the first time on record that a woman has led the Muslim Friday prayer service. Men and women generally sit separately during Muslim services, and the role of prayer leader has been reserved for men, although some Islamic scholars say they are aware of a few other mixed-gender services led by women. Amina Wadud has now taken a step to change Islamic traditions. An Islamic scholar at Virginia Commonwealth University, Professor Wadud describes herself as a lonely scholar who took this most public of steps to symbolize the possibilities of gender equality within Islam. She led the mixed-gender service at a building on the grounds of the Episcopal Cathedral of St. John the Divine after the original venue was changed following threats. Several religious leaders in the Middle East have criticized the event, saying it violates centuries of tradition. But in her sermon, Professor Wadud said it is a violation of God's integrity to try to reduce half of God's creation.
Allah is always present, whether we acknowledge it or not, whether we agree with it or not, and whether it is convenient for us or not. Women and men both are necessary and essential to Allah's plan for creation, and women and men both have the capacity to reach moral excellence.
About one-third of the approximately 100 congregants were men. Among them, a graduate student named Enis from Turkey called the service an historic event.
I think this is the beginning of an end to male domination in religious authority.
Participants came from as far away as Kentucky and Michigan. The location of the service was kept secret until the last moment because of the threats, and dozens of police guarded the area, keeping about two dozen protesters at bay. The protest groups included men and women.
They try to bring change in Quran. I mean, like, if Islam goes with what you feel, then it's not a religion, then it's an option, whether you believe or not. So we are against her because she's trying to do something to offend 1.4 billion Muslims, and as a Muslim, it's our duty to forbid what we see as evil.
I'm against her, I mean, against what she's saying, because Islam never allowed, since 14th century ago till now, all the religious scholars never allowed to be a woman as an imam.
Some observers say the event represents a split between the thinking of older Muslims and a new generation born and bred in the United States. Others say the event was to help publicize a new book written by one of the organizers. Either way, the small service has ignited a debate on the role of women in Islam throughout the modern world, thanks in large part to the Internet. Barbara Schatzow, VOA News, New York.